And now I would like to welcome up our first spoken word artist of the evening. Please welcome Michelle Boulay. She'll be featuring here on May 5th.
I have to look down. Yeah, thank you. That's better. I'm looking up, I'm looking down, I'm looking all around. Right, woo. Okay, this is I'm doing the big poetry faux pas here. I'm reading a relatively new piece that I've done in the last couple of days. I think it's the result of watching too many episodes of King Henry VIII and the Tudors. But anyway, it's entitled, you know, Some Things Never Change. It's entitled History. The old cat gums her dinner, one-toothed, and Fay is an ancient lion, while younger kings fret and waste their kingdoms for women never theirs for the taking. Copernicus falls from his round sky, plummeting past gilded galleons sailing off the darker edges of Earth, and Galileo is branded a demon for knowing a truth. Heads roll in sanctity to amuse the thwarted boyhood desires of aging rich men who try to harness stars to their will. She's just an old cat, been around for ages, quietly napping in her corner, licking her tattered fur in the sun. Like the women from then, she's voiceless, her body seen only when the time of blame ripens to explode in a fury, the overabundance of angry seeds fruited with delusion. Blame them, bury them, for the folly of old and foolish men who lick their rubies and thrust opalescent pearls into their own asses in a forlorn attempt to illuminate themselves. Glory, they cry for glory. And the thrill, of course, of the momentary illusion of grandeur, blessed with the reeking of battlefield offal. Moments recorded in a dark history. The old cat sucks her pureed meat, savoring its meager juice, and in the humble sunlight, eyes the golden pathway she's modestly envisioned all these millennia. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. And again, she'll be featuring here, co-featuring with Walnut on May 5th. One more hand for Michelle Boulay.